Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Paul Carney here, Joy of Business Access Consciousness Facilitator. And you're very welcome to the Om Times Joy of Business Radio Show. So this week, I'm joined by the fantastic Laurent Favier from France. And we're going to be speaking about, do you think you're too old for business? So Laurent, fantastic to have you here.
Thank you, Paul. I'm so happy to share this experience with you.
Yeah, it's an interesting topic, isn't it? Because I get a lot of people think where they're too old for business. Like recently, I turned 40 and had a big party, and it was great fun. And it's interesting. Like people put limitations on at various different ages. And I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on it and what you think about, are you too old for business?
Yes, it's a great topic, and as you said, people have a lot of point of view about aging and about what they can do, what they are able to do with their body, aging as well. And sometimes they are only looking for retirement, and instead, what else is possible? They could ask some questions and imagine what they could do, and not only wait for retirement.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and it's kind of, it's that interesting concept of wishing your life away. So where people are continually waiting for something to happen. So I'll be happy when I retire. I'll be happy when I'm 50. I'll be happy when I'm 40. And
yes.
It's always interesting to see what limitations people put in front of themselves and how they can change that if they choose to change it. Because I know you have a pretty fantastic story about starting your business, and I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. Yes, people are always waiting for something, are waiting to be happy, waiting to something to start to become happy, and what else is possible. And for example, when I was close to my retirement, instead of thinking at what I will be able to do with all the time I will get, I had the idea to start a business. It was near 55, and I was like, I don't want to wait for retirement. I don't want to retire. And instead, what else is possible, and what else can I do? What else can I imagine to have fun and to do things I like to do? And I had a lot of questions like that to finally create a company for well-being, for employees in companies. And it's very fun for me. And I have stopped aging, in fact. It's
well,
new
position. That's interesting. Do you believe that you can stop aging?
Sorry? excuse me?
Do you believe that you can stop aging, stop the aging process? We don't have to get old?
Yes. In fact, everything is in your head. So
yeah.
If you choose something different, you can have something different. Mm-hmm. Yes. And of course, your body may be more tired. And when you do something you really like, you don't mind if you are tired. You want to do something new. You want to experience something different, and then you go forward, and it's very fantastic, and you get more enthusiasm with that. So what could you do with that, and what could you imagine and create with your ideas and with what you like to do?
Yeah, totally, and I totally get that, where it's like when we're doing something that we're joyful with, that we're happy with, and it's like it gives us energy, so we become more energized, we become more enthusiastic, and as we become more enthusiastic about life, different things start to show up, and we're happier, and it's like happiness is just a choice, and when we're willing to choose happiness and just be happy now, because I was reading an interesting report. It was on a study that Harvard had done on happiness, and it was a huge study which they'd done over a long period of time with loads of people, and the guy who was presenting it was he said he could sum it up in three words. So everyone was like, oh wow, what's the three words? And it was, be happy now. So that's it. Just be happy now. It's as simple as that. So you gotta choose to be happy, because there's loads of things that you could say, okay, I'm not happy about this, I'm not happy about that. But the thing is, what can you change? And exactly as your situation, where it was you were 55 and coming up to retirement, people said, oh, what are you going to do? Are you just going to take it easy? And you were like, no, I'm starting a company. So, that's pretty cool. Was there any obstacles or any challenges you came, Laurence, when you were setting up your company? What was the big thing that you had to overcome?
The biggest one was people looking at me and wondering, are you really serious? Do you really want to create a company? And yes, I wanted to do that. It was my choice, and I had a lot of fun doing it. And when you have fun to do something, you don't. There is no barriers. You go on, and there is nothing limiting you. When you are happy to do something, you go, and then everything comes when it's required. So just get this happiness, and then you can do anything, even if you have more than 50.
Yes, yeah. Well, that's the interesting thing in life. A lot of the time people are like, oh, so I'm 15, so I'm too young. I'm 18, I'm too young. I'm 21, I'm too young. Okay, oh, now I'm 30, okay. And now I'm too old. And now I'm 40, now I'm too old. Now I'm 50, now I'm too old. And it's like, it's the moment. It's here and now. This is the only moment we have. So we have to enjoy it, because life just whizzes along, and we have to grab it with both hands and go for it. Because the motto for my business is creating a life that you love, and it's like really creating it, like, and it's up to you to create it in every way, in every moment, and seeing what's fun for you, what elements do you want in your business, what energy do you want in your life, what's fun to you, what people do you want in your life, and actually knowing, okay, what's fun for me, and it's kind of looking at, okay, what's interesting, because a lot of it, like, age is just a number, and it's like, If we choose to stop because of that, then it's a limitation. But if we don't, it's we just keep going. And how did you How did you deal with those judgments, Laurence, when people were like, "Oh, you're too old," or "You can't be serious taking up starting a business"?
In fact, I perceived people were judging me, but they also were judging themselves for not being able to start something or to have too many limitations. And when you can see that and you are aware that people finally are judging themselves, you start to be an invitation for them to change, to choose something else, to choose something different. And afterwards, it's finally not judgment, but admiration. Is it a word in English?
Yes.
And they admire you to be able to change, to move, to create something different. And then they help you. They are happy to contribute and to give you some advice or some ideas. And you can connect easier with people this way and get a better network. And
continue, Laurence.
It's about competition. Maybe when you are more than 50, people don't see you as a competitor.
Maybe they
say, oh. So it's easier to connect.
Too old.
It's easier to connect, yes.
Yeah, and that's interesting information, isn't it? Because it's like, it is... You're using your age to your advantage because people don't see you as a threat. So it's like, oh, she's too old to start a business, and then you can start a business, and then people are actually in admiration of it, but they don't see you as a threat. So it's like, oh, she's not a threat to my business in any way. Fascinating, isn't it, how the human mind works in different ways? Yeah.
So as you said, I can use that to my advantage and create something different and get clients and with ease and with this competition spirit, I can feel with people. So it's easier and lighter for me as well.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and that's one of the 10 keys of Access Consciousness is. So the contribution rather than, so no competition basically, but that you contribute rather than do competition. Because when we do competition, we shut down the energy because we're trying to be right about something. Compared when we're happy to contribute to somebody, it's just that lovely, easy, flowing energy. And we'll cover that more after the break. So talk to you then.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
So hello and welcome back. This is Paul Carney here, Access Consciousness Joy of Business Facilitator. And I'm joined by the lovely Laurence Favier, and we're having a very interesting conversation. And Laurence, one thing that you said in the first section of the show, which really captured my imagination, was everything is in your head. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit more about that, please.
Yes, Paul, it's... When you have the idea, for example, that you are too old to do something, of course you won't succeed. You won't be able to do that thing. In fact, your point of view creates your reality. So if you have a point of view about something, so for example, I'm too old to have a business, your reality will be I can create it and you won't be able to create it. So what would it take to change your point of view and to add a lot of funny projects and funny things in your life you could create with total ease and by changing your point of view. And about creating a business, it was one of the main things I had to deal with and to talk to myself. Yes, I am more than 55, and what else is possible? And what would it take for me to create this company and see what I can provide to people? What contribution can I be for my clients? And then this way, I was able to move forward and to create this company. And I'm very happy with that now. So, and what about you, Paul? About your points of view and creating your reality?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because I suppose I do a lot of work with Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, and I see how he operates. And like the guy is in his mid to late 70s, and he's like creating nonstop, like all the time. He has hundreds of projects on, and it's like not just it's not just one possibility he has going. He has hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon thousands of possibilities. So he has like so many different projects. And like every time that somebody mentions something to him, then he ends up, he'll use that information to create greater. So it'll be like somebody will give him some information and he'll utilize it and put something else together with it. And next thing it's like, okay, I have this thing, and then it'll be, he'll follow it. Like the example that's coming up for me is Wagyu beef, where Gary was in, I believe, Japan, and he tasted Wagyu beef and he was like, oh, this is incredible. So then Liam Phillips, who was with him, ended up researching Wagyu beef, and it turns out that Texas is a big place for Wagyu beef. So then they ended up buying some Wagyu cattle and breeding Wagyu beef. And now you can buy Wagyu beef, and it's going to be available in the marketplace. And like from one choice 2 or 3 years ago to see what he created. And then the funny thing was there was a Wagyu beef cattle farmer down the road from Gary who was retiring and he wanted to sell his stock. So Gary ended up buying his cattle from him. And it ended up being, been an amazing industry and how simple things can happen. Because a lot of the time, I think we're looking to create the conditions for the business to start. And it's just then after that, the business starts growing and growing and growing and becoming more and more powerful. And it's exciting. Yeah, it's exciting.
And when you you follow your ideas, when you don't see the limitations, when you don't take care of the of your limitations, you can go further and create more and get more happiness with that. So what would it take to letting go your limitations?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and one of the interesting concepts for me is of safety, because a lot of the time I used to make what I consider safe decisions. So it's like, this is a safe decision or this is a safe decision. And there is no such thing as a safe decision. So one of the things that Gary and Dane had been saying to me was being willing to be batshit crazy. So just being totally crazy, totally mental, that the ideas seemed crazy. But the thing is, it's just that we're creating beyond this reality. So this reality that we have at present is conceived and it's created by everybody who contributes to it. But also we can create beyond this in terms of, let's say there's a lot of things that we see in the world that we don't like, in terms of pestilence, in terms of famine, in terms of plague, in terms of illness, in terms of sickness. And it's like, what would we really like to create? Because the human being is actually designed to create. And when the human being is creating, that's when they're at their happiest. And it's like, it's actually like what Access Consciousness say is that there's humans and there's humanoids, and that humanoids make up approximately 48% of the population, but they're actually the creators, the innovators, the artists, and that's what gives us joy. It's that sense of joy when we create something and create something in the world. So I'm really interested in what else is possible, what else can we choose, what else can we do, what else can we create.
And when you start creating whatever it takes, you get more joy, you get more happiness, you get more fun, and you don't take care of what is your age, how old you are. You go on and do things that nurture you, and this is the main purpose of life, in fact. So whatever how old you are, and what great ideas could you have right now, and what could you create more with that?
Yeah, totally. And it's interesting, this topic of are you too old for business? It's like, I have a grand-aunt. She passed away recently. She was 103 years of age. She was an absolute powerhouse of a creator. So she was a nun, but she actually she spoke various different languages. She was she taught for in school for a long period of time, and she started painting when she was 70. By the time she was 74, she had her first art exhibition, and this art critique came from one of the newspapers, and she loved her paintings, and she was like, "Oh, I want to buy this painting." So our aunt, so we called her Auntie the Nun, and so she was selling them all for charity. So she sold the painting. So the lady said, "How much is it?" And she said, "Oh, £250." And she wrote out a check straight away for £250 and gave it to my aunt. And my aunt was my grand aunt was like, no, it's £2.50. So it was amazing what we're willing to receive when we open up to the universe and actually create what gives us joy and what brings us joy.
Yeah. Oh, it's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And yes, Laurent, and you were talking about the the purpose of life, and I'd be interested to get your thoughts on that in terms of what do you perceive the purpose of life is, and how do you live that every day?
Yeah. When I was younger, in fact, my purpose of life was to get married, to have children, a house, a car, a good job, and so on. And when I go on during my life, I get all of that, and afterwards I was like, yes, okay, and what else is possible now? When you get anything in this life, like what you imagine when you were younger, you afterwards you need something more nurturing for you, for your body, and also for your mind, for your spirit, you can say, for your being. And then you start to ask some questions around that. What can I do? What do I like to do? And by asking these questions, you can get something different, some new wishes for your life. And then you can start to create them, and it's different because you just choose for you, not for your family, your friends, your colleagues. It's for you and for what you would like to do with your life and with your day, with your activity, creating a business, for example. So it's different when you start to be older.
Yeah, so and it's also infinite in terms of exactly as you said. So you have children, you have a family life, you have a house, you have all these things, but you're also asking, okay, what else is possible? What else is possible? Because there's always more, and our ability to create is never diminished. It's always in front of us. There's always more we can do, more we can do, more that we can do. Yeah, it's quite fascinating to see. What's your sense on that, Laurence?
Sorry, my what?
Your sense in relation to creation being infinite, that it never stops.
Yeah, of course you can have thousands of ideas a day, and then choose which ideas could be nurturing and creating more for you, and then we can go on after the break, I think.
Yeah, perfect.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check out your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back to Joy of Business OM Times Radio Show. So I'm Paul Carney and joined by Laurence Favier, and we're just discussing, are you too old for business? And it's been quite a fascinating conversation. So Laurence, you were talking about just before the break about ideas and how ideas can pop into your mind. And then how do you actually institute them, or how do you get them out in the world? What process do you use there?
In fact, I have an exercise book where I can write down any ideas, all the ideas I get every day or every week, whatever. And from time to time, each week or every 2 weeks, for example, I look at these ideas, and I look at them and I ask myself, is it time for this idea to be actualized, to be created in this reality? Or maybe it's a yes, or maybe it's too early. Maybe I can I have to learn something else, or I have to ask someone else for help, for example. Or maybe it's a too futurist idea, and then it can stay in the exercise book and come in this reality later. And when I get some ideas that can be actualized right now, I start to do what is required for these ideas to get created and grow, and allowing them to grow and to come to the world. Do you have this kind of way of creating, Paul?
Yeah, I think as I reflect on it, like, I've always been a creator in my life. I'm always looking to meet people, and I enjoy connecting with people and start projects and get things going. And it's kind of, I think when I was younger, I used to probably force ideas into fruition. Like when I was in my early 20s, I went traveling around the world, and I set up a website called www.travelingtipperaryman.com. And sort of like, I wrote articles about each country I went to. I had photographs. I had loads of information. And I remember thinking back then, I was like, oh man, it'd be so good if I had a place where I could share all my photographs and all my experiences with all my friends, and everybody could see it and we could all interact. And so I had the germs of the idea for Facebook, and that was probably around 2001, 2002. So a lot of people didn't even have email addresses at that stage. So it was funny to see the ideas that pop into your head and knowing when is the time. And so then recently I resurrected that website again. And so I have my main website, iampaulcarney.com. And then I have a link to Traveling Tipperary Man, which is the older website with all the articles and all the information and all the traveling that I did. And it's actually, now that I look back on it, it's quite incredible, because I went to like 20 different countries, and it's actually all the joy that came from that. And it's no, like traveling has always been a part of my life. I think probably always will be. I enjoy to travel, but it's actually looking and knowing, okay, when is the time? And also then seeing, okay, what else can we do? What else can we add to in relation to an idea? Because I always have loads of ideas, and it's like, it's looking at, okay, what's required now to make it happen and adding to it. So, yeah, I definitely have, I have lots of ideas. So sometimes I need to bring people on who are good at instituting the ideas, because I have the ideas, but it's small pieces just to kind of click it together, and then somebody who can actually move it as well. So move the idea and bring it into fruition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to do anything by yourself. You can ask someone else and get help from other people, yes, mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah, and I think that's actually a very important point, because a lot of the time in business, and particularly when they're starting businesses or solo entrepreneurs, people think, I need to do everything myself. So it is... it's getting everything in place so that it can be done. And the thing is, it's actually more beneficial to ask, okay, who is required for my business? So it's actually seeing who's required and whose energy kind of matches what your business needs at present. Because a lot of the time it is, you're looking at the business and seeing, okay, what's required now. But if you have the point of view, you have to do everything yourself. And like a lot of business owners, smaller business owners, it's like, life is so hard, this is so hard, and it is. But rather than expanding their team and looking at expanding income streams, what they do is they try and do everything themselves, and then it becomes too much. And then what happens is it takes the joy out of the business. So when the joy of the business goes out, the thrill goes out of it, the fun, everything that gets you excited, that gets you up in the morning, is gone. And that's really important, that joy of business is there, so people can express themselves in business and have fun. Because I think that is a very important point. A lot of people have the point of view, I have to do everything myself, and that's not the case. You can ask for help, and it's seeing how people can contribute in all different types of ways.
Oh, yes. And when you lose your joy of business, you lose your creativity, you lose money, you lose a lot of things. So it's a very important point to have in mind and take care of that. And by having other people, creating a team, or just from time to time ask for help, is very important to get to keep this joy of business, to keep this willingness to get up every morning and create something new and go on with business. It's very, very important. It's a key point. Whatever age you are.
As you get older, Laurence, do you find things change? And if so, how do they change?
In fact, people see me as someone more experienced because I'm more than 55. So they look at me in a different way. So when I ask for something, it's different. The people take care of what I can say, because there is a kind of experience and wisdom in what I say. So I can take advantage of that and create something around that to have a different offer to my clients and customers. So it's a different way of creating a business, of growing the business by the experience and showing people what I did to create my business and be an inspiration for them. So it's a great part of the job of the business. Does that make sense?
Yeah, Yeah, totally. Yeah, well, and it's interesting because if you have the point of view, I'm too old to start a business. So some people, I've seen people in their 30s, and like they're like, oh, I'm too old to change career, I'm too old to start a business, and it's like, it's exactly as you say, like everything can be used to your advantage. So if you're older, you have more life experience, and people actually view it that you have more wisdom, and it's like obviously you've lived a life, and you've a lot of wisdom coming through, and you've seen a lot of things in life. So it's using that to your advantage and being aware of how you can use anything to your advantage. So if anything comes up in life, asking the question, how can I use this to my advantage? Because it can be the most simple of things, but it's actually seeing, okay, what's required here? Yeah.
Yeah. And what are my capacities? What are the things I'm doing so easily that I am the only one who is able to do that with so much ease? This is the point. You know, this is what you can use to your advantage and grow your business with that. And often we think people are able to do the same thing as us, but it's not the case. When you have something you do very easily, this is what you can use to create your business, to grow it by doing this thing and getting paid for that. Maybe you can change your point of view about what you are able to do and see what you could get money from. And that's a great idea to change your point of view.
Yeah, totally. Well, it's like our points of view are the points where we stop ourselves. So it's like it's a point of view that we take on. And then rather than being able to receive the infinite possibilities of the universe, we can only look at that fixed point of view. And like the analogy I often use is, if you want a Mars bar and you just want a Mars bar, and that's the only thing you want, I want a Mars bar. And it's like you have in your head, I want a Mars bar. And you can go into the most beautiful sweet shop in the world and not be happy because they don't have a Mars bar. And it's like, but if you're willing to try other sweets and try other things and look at other things, then you can have the most incredible experience. And it's being open to the experiences and seeing what shows up. And I think asking the universe, but also making the demand of yourself that this shows up no matter what it takes, and going for it. And I see that for me. I've recently become a Joy of Business certified facilitator, and it's interesting to see areas where, so I'm getting my bio together and getting my website together, and I'll finish this after the break.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello and welcome. This is Paul Carney here, and I'm joined by Laurence Favier, and we were just discussing Laurent's creation and how it works, and looking at what's possible. So the topic for today is, are you too old for business? And it's like looking at that point of view. And it's for me, I was speaking about the becoming a JCF, so a Joy of Business Certified Facilitator, and it's actually going through the process. And a lot of the time there's things that need to be done which are not that much fun, and it's like, but they still need to be done. You still need to have your accounting done, you still need to have your profiles up to date, you still need to write your articles, all the different things that are required. And how do you do that, Laurence? What do you do with things that you find challenging?
Sometimes I am procrastinating because I it's boring, or I have something different to do, very much much interesting, and then I procrastinate and put that this task away, and when finally I have to look at them, it's like I focus on what I have to do, even if it's not so pleasant or not so funny, and then I stay concentrated on that until it's done, so I can do that more quickly, and then I can get rid of that and go back to creation and go back to fun things I like to do. And what about you?
Yeah, for me, I think there's times when you just have to get things done, and it's like, mm-hmm. I think definitely, yeah, I used to procrastinate a lot more than I do now. I still procrastinate about some things, but not as much. Usually now, and like, it's one of the things I've actually learned from Simone, it's just when something comes up, you just do it straight away. So by and large, if somebody asks you to do something, do it straight away, or do it as quickly after it as you can. So it keeps, my sense on it is, it keeps the energy flowing and it keeps the creation going. So you just, something comes up and you just go for it. And it's like, then just getting it done straight away, because otherwise when you procrastinate, then it can end up holding you back, because it's, oh, I need to get this thing done, I need to get this thing done. And then the other thing that I often ask is, who would enjoy doing this? So who would it be fun for somebody else? Because a lot of the time it's fun for somebody else. It's not that much fun for us. So when we actually acknowledge that, then it becomes far easier, because it's like, oh yeah, cool, I'll just get somebody else to do it. And it's like, it's fun for them to do it rather than for us. So it's knowing the difference. When you're procrastinating and know that you have to get something done and just get it done, then versus something where it's totally not fun for you and it's like, okay, is somebody else required? And if you get a yes on this, then it's like, okay, yeah, let's see who else we can bring into the project.
Mm-hmm. No, yes, it's a great idea to function like this and ask questions and perceive what is like for you and do it, even if it is strange or weird. And then you can move on and create even greater. Yes. Mm.
Yeah, well, and I think as well, you get you get trained into doing things. So it's like once you train yourself a bit, like doing physical training or doing weights or doing cycling or whatever it may be, it's actually saying, okay, this is required, I need to get it done, and then just get it done. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes it can be easier just to get it done, because we end up saying, oh, it's going to be so hard, it's so hard, so hard, and then it's, you just get it done and it's like, oh, that was actually quite easy. So yeah, it's knowing it's knowing what's required and when, like, yeah.
Yes, and when you resist, it becomes greater and bigger and more difficult to do after a while. So, yes, as you said, it's easier to go and do what is required when it's required.
Yeah, and I think there is an aspect of knowing yourself as well. It's like actually knowing, okay, I'm not good at this. And it's like, then it's knowing when to bring somebody else in, because there's a project I'm working on at present and somebody was doing it and they just weren't good at it. It just wasn't their thing. And it was like, so they kept saying, oh, I'll have it done, I'll have it done. And then it came to the deadline and they didn't have it done. So everybody else had to kind of jump in and help out. It worked out fine, but it's like, it's knowing when to say, hey guys, look, this doesn't work for me. And I think it's important for all our listeners to know this as well, that it's okay to ask for help, to say, hey, look, this is not fun for me. Because a lot of the time we have that point of view, I need to do it all by my own. And that's not the case. It's actually seeing who would be fun to create with and who would be joyful to create with. And because one of the things that I really got from our talk today, Laurence, is that you look for what will bring you more joy. You're continually looking for what will bring you more joy. And if you had one take home that people could take home from this radio show today in terms of for looking for more joy, what would your advice be?
Yes, looking for more joy is a key point in life to go on and have more fun and more ease in life. And it's one great topic for me is to listen to me, to listen to what I know inside of me, and listen to what is easy for me, listen to what I will do with joy, and what will bring me joy, what will bring joy in my life. That's very important. And when you do something you like, it's easier. You go quickly to, or quicker to, from one thing to another, and it's more flowing. And then for money, it's easier, because money follows joy. So if you are joyful at work, you can get more money and get more happy as well. So have fun and do things that are very light for you.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and following what's light. Yeah. And because a lot of the time we can get stuck in something that's heavy or something that's complex, and it's like, rather than just choosing something that's light, because it's something I see a lot with Gary, where he'll just be okay, just do this or just do this, and it's like he'll just follow what's easy, and it's like it just creates a lot more ease, because rather than you're trying to justify your point of view or making something right or making this work, it's like, yeah, okay, cool, we'll just change it. And it's like, okay, change it and see what's required, like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And when you have more joy, life is easier, and people around you are able to see that you are joyful and you are happy in your life, and then you can become an inspiration for them, for change, or for creating something different for their own life. So I like to be an inspiration for people. When I can see that, I'm more joyful with that. And what contribution can I be to the world, to my business, to my family, my friends, my colleagues? And that is something that nurtures me. Yes.
Yes, and it's an inclusive universe, so you're including everybody, and it's like everybody wins. So it's a win-win-win-win situation where everybody wins, and it's looking to create situations where everybody wins. Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, very beautiful.
Yeah, and you perceive lightness around you, and it's easier to live.
Yes, totally. Completely. Because oftentimes for me, particularly in my early 20s, I used to suffer from depression, and it was like bouts of depression which used to come on. So I'd be really high and creating loads of things, and then I'd kind of crash, and like this cycle used to go on. And it was like I spent so much time trying to solve my depression rather than actually acknowledging, okay, none of this is mine. I'm just aware of other people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And it's actually then it allows you to create whatever you want to create. And the thing is, you are the creator in your life. You create everything, the good, the bad, the ugly. So it's knowing what would you like to create. And that's pretty cool.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Thank you so much, Paul, for this conversation. Very interesting.
No problem.
I
think some of the takeaways for me from today have been that it's like in retirement or at any age, it's always about creating more joy, creating more fun, and looking for what works for you. And I loved your saying everything is in your head, and it's just like it's up to you what you create, and your point of view creates your reality. So if you change your point of view, you're going to get a different reality. And it's actually looking and acknowledging and being grateful for everything in your life, because it's like if we're not grateful, then the universe can't gift us more, because the universe is kind of like, oh, well, they can't receive it. So it's like it's being willing to be grateful for everything and asking the question, how does it get me better? And I loved your idea about the exercise book. I think that's brilliant. So,
Thank you.
Thank you, Laurent.
Bye-bye.
Au revoir.